This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. TV and radio broadcasters could end up paying a $500,000 fine for airing content deemed indecent. That fine is in a recent bill passed in the House of Representatives. The bill was prompted in large part by the unscheduled appearance of Janet Jackson's breast during the Super Bowl halftime show. To gauge the mood around Hollywood, I spoke with Rob Long. He's a former writer and producer on the sitcom Cheers, and he's now producing two new television shows. So has this whole controversy over Janet Jackson's nipple and the...
Can you say nipple on NPR?
I think, yeah, we've checked that
okay.
already, so we can do that.
Yeah.
And the whole FCC brouhaha after it. Has that informed you at all as you go about producing these pilots?
Not yet. But, you know, it's gonna. Because that's what we do here in Hollywood. We overreact to everything. And that's why there are movies about, you know, mismatched cops, because one mismatched cop worked, or that's why there's a... million of these reality shows because Regis Philbin had a game show. I mean, brace yourself. There's going to be a lot of movies about Jesus coming up because the one, you know. So we're going to overreact, and I'm sure I'll get the calls probably, you know, July, August. There's always a lag.
So far no one said, oh, let's make sure that this isn't racy.
So far no one said that, and I don't think anyone really will say that until it's too late. Usually you get the phone call when you've shot the picture or you've shot the film and you've edited it and you're ready to go to air. That's when they suddenly say, wait a minute, you can't do this. But when I started, I was 24, so I was young. You could say, I think we were on Cheers and we were writing, and every now and then they'd call us up and say, you know what, there are just too many asses. You know, you can
the
use...
Word
the word
or the thing?
Yeah, no, the thing, we were allowed the thing, but the word, you couldn't just use the word more than like, you know, once every couple of shows. You know, you can't try to shock people and then when they're shocked, complain that they've been shocked. So you can't really try to push the envelope, and then when the envelope says, hey, wait a minute, say, well, come on, we're just having fun here. That's not right.
George Carlin, the comedian who's famous for his own attacks on the FCC with his routine seven words that
right.
you can never say on TV. He was on The Daily Show with Jon Stewart recently, and this is what he said about this whole controversy.
Like, it's like being in the Army or something where they're very lax with the discipline for 6 or 8 months, then suddenly they decide to get chicken. Suddenly they decide, okay, we're going to start having inspections now, spot inspections, this place, you know, you got to shape up, you guys.
Right.
And that lasts a couple of weeks, and then it's lax again.
So do you think that's true, that this will fizzle out soon?
Chicken what? I didn't... Oh.
You can't say that on NPR.
I'm sorry. Yeah, of course it'll fizzle out. They'll get onto something else. You know, it'll probably keep people from just gratuitously doing stuff. And I'm sure there'll be a lot of people who will try to do stuff so they can get a little ink and they can get fired or censored or whatever. And I'm sure there's somebody right now who doing, you know, a particularly terrible, terrible show or an awful movie who will then probably insert some kind of offensive material in it just so that the show can be canceled, just so they can say, hey, I was censored, I was a truth teller, when in fact it was just really, you know...
Bad.
Bad. But I don't think it's going to have any lasting effect. I mean, because really this thing keeps moving. I mean, this is a juggernaut here. We just... We surf with whatever the wave is, and then that wave peters off and goes somewhere else. I note with interest that if it weren't for broadcast standards and practices, George Carlin's career would not been quite so illustrious. I mean, the fact that there were seven dirty words you can't see on television kind of put him on the map.
As a writer, it must be hard to actually know if you're running afoul or not.
You know. I mean, yeah, you know, we pretend we don't, and we have that, you know, guilty kid look, like, what? What are you talking about? No, we know. I think on television, it's always going to be, you're always going to want to offend the fewest number of people, ultimately. And just because you want the most number of people to tune into you. So you're going to have to be a little careful by that. I'm not sure that's terribly restrictive, that there are a few words you can't say. I don't think it's really held anybody back.
All right. Back before you even started in this business.
Wow.
Yeah, way back. In the 1930s, Hollywood initiated the Hayes Code.
Right, right.
And that was sort of a self-policing response to threats that they would be policed by the government
right,
for indecency.
Right.
So do you think that Hollywood is trying to do something like that now, where it's saying, look, you don't need to step in. We'll do it ourselves.
Well, I think there'll be a little bit of that. I don't think it'll ever be coded like the Hayes Code. I mean, the Hayes Code was hilarious. It actually included, like, you may not discuss themes of incest or white slavery. Which, you know, I mean, if you're a writer, the first thing you want to do is write a comedy about incest and white slavery. I mean, that's
right.
Like, if you can't do it. It sounds funny to me. I suspect it's going to be, because much more fragmented now. There aren't four guys, five guys running everything anymore. There are six guys running everything, so obviously it's very different.
Right, right.
It's a lot more fragmented, so I don't think they're going to ever get a code like that. And the truth is that each person believes that the other guy is going to break the code and then get all the reward. So they'll continue to push and push and push. And, you know, it allows everybody to, you know, get on their high horse, which people love here. You know, you can go to Congress and you can pound your table and say, "The First Amendment, sir, have you no decency?" And at the same time, you can be calling your producers back home and saying, "Can we just do one less ask? So that'd be great, because I have to have lunch with a congressman today." And that'll happen, and it'll happen for, you know, 6 months, 9 months, and then everybody will become obsessed with something else.
Rob Long is a producer and writer here in Los Angeles. Thanks for coming in.
Hey, thanks for having me.